The rising cost of filling prescriptions in the United States has sent some Americans north to Canada to buy their drugs, in person or by phone or by the Internet. The phone and Internet orders were a hot topic at a recent meeting of state officials who regulate pharmacies. They're considering ways to stop the flow of prescription drugs from Canada. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
6 months ago, Canadian pharmacist Peter Clark launched Hometown Meds as a way of expanding his Manitoba customer base to Americans.
Opportunity was there. We're in the business of running a pharmacy. And the other thing is just it's a great service to American customers. We're really supplying a valuable product.
It works like this. Americans, like 62-year-old William Carlson of Kent, Washington, fax or phone in a patient profile, a legal waiver, and a prescription signed by an American physician. Carlson is an out-of-work construction worker with no prescription drug insurance. Hometown Meds gives him a big savings. He buys 3 months' worth of drugs at a time.
Lopid. That is for cholesterol. Okay. This one here, I am getting $154, and I'm getting it for $42.
Carlson's savings are even more dramatic on newer drugs.
I use a Vioxx. Okay, Vioxx is for an arthritic condition and for swelling. And if I was to get it down here through Costco's or Sam's Club down here, I'm looking at a $355 figure. And going through Hometown Meds, I got it for $116.
He's so happy with the service that he's asked the company for brochures to hand out at his local senior center. But at the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, Carmen Catazone has mixed feelings about Americans who turn to Canadian pharmacies.
It's a quick fix, and it does help them get their medications at an affordable price. But you also have to have that pharmacist involved looking at their medication history and looking for interactions. And so if they're going to use those Canadian pharmacies, they have to be more knowledgeable consumers and take more responsibility for their medication use.
At Hometown Meds, a physician checks each order against Carlson's profile, and Carlson talks to the same pharmacist each time he calls. Still, what he's doing is technically illegal. FDA officials say that while they don't condone what Carlson is doing, and they can't assure that the drugs coming in are safe, they don't have the resources to stop thousands of individual packages at the border. And that disturbs Merck & Company chairman Ray Gilmartin.
It opened up a gateway, a pathway through Canada that could bypass their regulatory systems and their pharmacy distribution.
Gilmartin is especially worried that congressional efforts to make it easier to get drugs from Canada would bring counterfeit drugs to the U.S.
In 1987, Congress strengthened protection against counterfeits by creating a situation where only manufacturers can bring in their own drugs so that customs can recognize immediately, by virtue of the fact who's bringing it in, whether or not there's a potential for counterfeit or not. And as a result of that, we have a relatively low incidence of counterfeit drugs. It's a real issue in other parts of the world.
Hometown Meds' Peter Clark says that can't happen with his pharmacy.
We buy our drugs just through the regular pharmacy channels, which is the American and Canadian manufacturers. It comes right from the branded companies.
There's another factor here as well. Money. Each time William Carlson takes advantage of cheaper Canadian prices and orders his drugs from Hometown Meds, the pharmaceutical companies make less money. Money that company officials say they need to find and develop new drugs. That argument doesn't sway Carlson.
Well, I'm sorry. I earn my money too, and I'm not going to pay for that fancy building or that six-digit figure person to get his paycheck. I'm sorry about that.
Next month, the Association of State Pharmacy Boards will produce a plan to certify foreign internet and mail-order pharmacies that meet U.S. quality and safety standards, but only if they don't ship prescription drugs into the U.S. Last weekend, state pharmacy officials decided to press the FDA to take steps that would essentially halt the flow of Canadian drugs. Peter Clark of Hometown Med says he doesn't care if his internet site is certified by American pharmacists. Orders have been doubling in volume every month. Some American insurers have begun paying for Canadian-bought drugs, and Clark plans to stay in business. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.